Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Friday, Yeheyas.
Sonny, I understand you are beginning with basketball.
Yeheyas, let's tip off with pro basketball and a big game in Africa. Joining us now with more details is VOA's Tadi Abeje. Sporty greetings, Tadi.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The National Basketball Association and the NBA Players Association have announced the rosters for the first ever game to be played in Africa on August 1st. There will be two teams, Team Africa and Team World, competing at the exhibition contest in Johannesburg, South Africa. Miami Heat small forward and South Sudan-born star Luol Deng will be the captain for Team Africa. Los Angeles Clippers point guard Chris Paul will be the captain for Team World. The head coaches are San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, who will coach Team Africa, and Brooklyn Nets head coach Lionel Hollins, who will coach Team World. To promote the game, Luol Deng appeared in an NBA video. Let's give it a listen.
Luol Deng, going to it for Miami Heat. The NBA Africa Game 2015 is on August 1st in Johannesburg, where Team Africa will take on Team World in the first ever NBA game in Africa. And I was born in South Sudan in a town called Wau, which is a 16-hour drive from the capital, Juba. I would never have dreamt that one day I'll be playing in an NBA game in Africa. Basketball is a growing sport. It's an international sport. It's just touching so many different parts of the world now. A lot of people in Africa have always been passionate about it. And growing up, they never had the chance to watch basketball. And now they have the chance to do so and be more involved with the game and follow it. Just an amazing thing, and I'm glad that the NBA is doing its part to get the people in Africa engaged and encourage them to take part of the game.
That's Luol Deng, the captain of Team Africa on August 1st in Johannesburg. The African-born players on Deng's team are Congolese center Bismack Biyombo of the Toronto Raptors, Senegalese center Gorgui Zhang of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Nigerian center Festus Azili of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors, and Cameroonian forward Luke Richard Baamute, who is currently a free agent. The charity game will help raise money for Boys and Girls Clubs of South Africa, SOS Children's Villages of South Africa, and the Nelson Mandela Foundation. The game will be broadcast live in the USA on ESPN television and in Africa on SuperSport. I'm VOA's Tadi Abeje. Back to you, Sonny.
Thank you, Tadi. There should be lots of excitement surrounding the NBA's first game in Africa on August 1st. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will attend the game in Johannesburg, along with two NBA greats from Africa who are now retired, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon from Nigeria and Dikembe Mutombo from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
G'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, of course, with partner WA. VOA. And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 88.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Marco Uma, joins us now with more sports news.
We begin with athletics. Ethiopian Shuru Bulo clocked a world-leading time of 9 minutes and 1.12 seconds to win girls 3,000 meters at the IWF World Youth Championships in Cali, Colombia on Wednesday night. Kenyans Emily Chebet Kipchumba, then Sheila Chelangat, followed Bulo across the finish line. In Monaco, a showdown in 1,500 meters pitting Somalia-born Mohamed Farah of Britain, Kenyan Asbel Kiprop, Morocco's Abdelati Igidan, Algerian Taufik Makloufi looked set to be the highlight at the IWF Diamond League in Monaco today, Friday. Botswana's Nigel Amos, Kenyan David Rudisha, and Ethiopian Mohamed Aman face off in 800 meters. South African Louis Van Sale and Tunisian Mohamed Segaia contest 400-meter hurdles as Kenyan Julius Riego competes in javelin. Nigerian Blessing Okagbare Igoteguonor and Kenyan Eunice Sum contest the women's 200 meters and 800 meters respectively. Ethiopian Genzebe Dibaba and Kenyan Mercy Cherono clash in 1,500 meters. As women's 3,000-meter steeplechase features Morocco's Salim El Ouali, Algeria's Amina Betis, Tunisian Habiba Gribi, Ethiopian Hiwota Eleu, and Kenyan Virginia Nyambura. In cricket, Namibia play Papua New Guinea at the 2016 ICC 2020 World Cup qualifiers in Dublin, Ireland tomorrow, Saturday. On Sunday, Namibia tackle Hong Kong, while Kenya play Netherlands in Edinburgh, Scotland. In football, Rwanda's military side APR play Sudan's El Shandi. Zanzibar's KMKM face Djibouti's Telecom as Tanzania mainland's Young Africans encounter Kenya's Gor Mahia at the start of the Council of Eastern Central Africa Football Association's CECAFA Kagame Club Championship in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania tomorrow, Saturday. On Sunday, Burundi's LLB engage Somalia's Hegan. Ethiopia's Adama City plays South Sudan's Malakia as Tanzania mainland's Azam face Uganda's Kampala City Council Authority. Finally, Mali play Canada as Egypt face China at the start of the Women's World Under-19 Basketball Championships in Chekhov, Russia tomorrow, Saturday. On Sunday, Mali engage Belgium as Egypt challenge Spain. I'm Mark Omer in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
The Voice of America, VOA.
I believe that children everywhere should be free to grow to adulthood in health, peace, and dignity.
Pledge your support for children at www.gmfc.org.
Saturday is Mandela Day, an annual international day in honor of the South African freedom fighter who died in 2013 at the age of 95. To mark the occasion, I've been invited to be a panelist at Frederick Community College in Maryland, the venue for what promises to be an exciting, enriching, and yes, sporty program of Mandela Day activities. My topic, Mandela and sports as a cultural conduit for unity. Regarding that topic, Nelson Mandela said, and I quote, "Sport has the power to change the world. It has the power to inspire. It has the power to unite people in a way that little else does. It speaks to youth in a language they understand. Sport can create hope where once there was only despair. It is more powerful than government in breaking down racial barriers." Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Abel Udo Ekene Jr., a proud 2012 graduate of the University of Uyo in Nigeria, sent me a pleasant Facebook message. Abel says he's celebrating a birthday on this Friday, and he's wondering if he can get an official Sunnyside of Sports birthday shout-out. You got it, Abel. Happy birthday to Abel Udoakene Jr. in Nigeria, one of my Facebook friends. The VOA's Tadi Abeji mentioned Cameroonian forward Luc Richard Baamute as one of the African-born players who will be competing in that NBA game on August 1st in Johannesburg, South Africa. Earlier this week, Luc signed a one-year contract with the Sacramento Kings, but the Kings voided the contract after Luc failed a team physical. We wish Luc the best as he tries to sign with another NBA club. I talked with Luc by phone earlier this year in his role as a spokesman in Africa's fight against the deadly Ebola disease. Another African athlete who has joined in that fight against Ebola is Sierra Leonean striker Kai Kamara of the Columbus Crew. And I want to give Kai a Sunnyside of Sports shout out. The 30-year-old Kamara is leading Major League Soccer in scoring this season. Kai bagged his 13th goal of the season Wednesday night in the Crew's 1-0 victory over the host Chicago Fire. In the 41st minute, Kamara converted a crossing pass and headed home the game's only goal. It was the first road win of the season for Columbus. Kai Kamara began his MLS career with the Crew in 2006, and then he played for three other MLS clubs before Columbus brought him back this season. Kai Kamara also plays internationally for Sierra Leone, and I know he wants that team to get back to success after this big fight against Ebola. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side.